In Lesson 3, you go through the process of enabling and managing content approval workflows. In the two demonstrations, you look at how to approve items and then to assign the approval workflow for a list or library item. Content approval refers to the process of reviewing SharePoint items and then approving them so that they are published or become visible to all users. When an item is added to a list or document library, or if an existing item is modified, the item is marked as pending. Pending items can only be seen by the author and by users who have the managed lists right. When an item is approved by a reviewer, the item is marked as approved, becomes visible to all users, and is published. If an item is rejected, it is returned to the author. Before you can use content approval for a list or document library, it must be enabled in the versioning settings page of the site administration settings for the site. There now follow two demonstrations. The first demonstration shows you how you can configure approval within SharePoint Online, including editing a document with approval and then submitting the document for the approval process. You then see how to change to the approver's view and approve the document that has been edited. The second demonstration shows you how to assign an approval workflow template. You would carry out this procedure on a list or library where approval is already enabled.